He takes the snap, drops back, screen left, caught. Lazard makes a man miss at the five, looking for the pylon, reaches it out. He's in. That's a jet touchdown. Alan Lazard runs over, hands the ball to his old Green Bay teammate, Aaron Rodgers.
So they load up with all the big bodies. Ruckert the fullback, Breece Hall the tailback, Thomas in motion, hand off Breece Hall, spins at the goal line, short.
He's in.
And it looks like the officials might be wrong.
He's in, Bob.
Well, all the fans here very happy at MetLife Stadium because while we were away, John Hussey delivered the good news. Anthony Beck was right. That was a jet touchdown. The Patriots going to let the clock expire. So the final score here at MetLife Stadium, the Jets 24 and the Patriots 3. And the Jets improve to 2-1 and get an all-important home divisional win.
I felt pretty good tonight. I was doing some things I did as a younger man. So I've said that, you know, as the games go on, I'm going to feel more comfortable moving around a little bit. And there were a couple of times where I needed to extend plays. And the line did a good job holding up. I extended, you know, hit some, conk a couple, you know, one to Allen to kind of keep drives going. And sometimes games like this, you need those little extra plays that, you know, I used to do a lot when I was a younger player. But it's nice to have that element back.
On a 1-2, Otani sends one in the air. The other way. Back it goes. Gone! One-of-a-kind player. One-of-a-kind season. Shohei Otani starts the 50-50 club.
Try to be best, because you're only a man. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. History repeats itself. Try and you
see. Wow, what a show, man. We say happy Football Friday with a heavy dose of Shohei Ohtani. And that show, by the way, Woody grabs Little Leon, and they went to the friggin' game last night. And I'm watching. And, of course, the storm outside has nothing to do because it's got a roof over. The one thing they did do right, the only thing they've done right, is if we're going to build a new ballpark, make sure it's got a top on it because it rains every friggin' night. But
that, by the way, was cool watching that. Like, we're in the, you know, in the nice, you know, stadium there, and it was gone. I mean, it was wild outside.
Yeah,
you
could
see it through
down.
Those nice windows. That was kind of cool.
Hey, man,
the thunder and everything.
We got a lot of stuff to get to here. We got Monday Night Football. We want to make sure we got the great show, one of the greatest baseball individual performances. If you were there or you watched it, it's probably the best one you're ever going to see. Unless somehow you saw Babe Ruth or Mickey Mantle, one of those guys friggin' playing their prime. It was ridiculous. 3 home runs, 2 stolen bases, 6 hits, 10 RBI. And and he almost hit for the cycle. He gets thrown out. I mean, he got thrown out pretty good by trying to stretch a double. Hits one in the gap and was going for 3, man. He must have known something special was going to happen. We got a lot of different parts to this. And, of course, we got the Skylar Thompson Show going to start this Sunday at 4 o'clock in Seattle. We'll get to all of that stuff. A bunch of games going on. And Canes going up to South Florida. Everybody's going, be careful. Be careful. That 7 p.m. start. In Tampa Bay, be careful, man. Cam Ward, Byron Brown, yeah, all that stuff. So we'll get into all of it. And don't forget about the Golden Bears. To the 2 or 3 of you that are from the Golden Bear area or gambling on them and believing in them, they're taking on Florida State. It's kind of cool. Coming back from the Bay Area and going to play in Tallahassee. And it's really weird to say Cal's 3-0 and Florida State's 0-3 is a real, real strange one. So we got to get to the zillion different parts of this baseball game last night. Shohei Ohtani, pretty cool record, man. Baseball's been around a long-ass time. The 50-50 club, first time ever. Power and speed, 50 home runs. The 50-50 club, by the way, he's already over that because he had 3 last night, so he's got 51. But he goes, had 2 stolen bases in the game, so just – his numbers are actually 51, 51, and 120. 120 RBI, too. So is one of the great, you know, for people that watched it or the 15,000 that were there, just incredible. So I love it. And don't think people didn't go to catch that ball. A fan caught the 50th ball, and everybody from Major League Baseball to the Dodgers ran to him. Everybody was trying to get him in that clubhouse so he could do a little bonding, you know, with the Dodgers. And the guy goes, no, thank you. I'm keeping the ball. Now, they're saying that ball, minimum, is worth $500,000, $500,000. Others are saying, you know, this got a little feel of the judge, 60-second ball, $1.5 million. I don't know, but either way, you can't give that ball back. You can't. Unless the Dodgers or Major League Baseball want to cut that guy a check, there's no way you can give that ball back. In today's, with the amount of money the Shohei's making and the amount of money that everybody's jumping on for this fan who caught that ball, he is absolutely doing the right thing and going to sell that ball off at some point. He is going to sell that ball. And he's got that right, man. That's where we are right now. I got no problem with him doing that. Now, also, Skip Schumacher taking a little heat. Why'd you pitch to him? He couldn't win on that one. If you don't pitch to him, people are going, really? You pitch to him, absolutely the right thing to do. Have your pitchers see if they can get him out. I got no problem. I got no problem with the third guy throwing at 68 miles an hour. After you're losing, you're down by a zillion runs that look like a blowout in a football game. I got no problem. With what they're giving Skip Schumacher to work with, good for him. Good for him. He's looking at 100 losses. Do you think he really cares? Hell, he wanted to see the show too. And by the way, some of those home runs he hit, did they give a distance on any of those home runs?
No, but they were in that upper tier there, man. The 50th goes opposite field, of course, right? So after he hits the 49th, we actually moved from behind the plate. We went over to right field.
I saw your seat. I knew you weren't going to stay in those seats.
Yeah.
You got a little itch, maybe.
There was like no one up there, though, man.
Maybe.
There really weren't that many people. More came over after 49. The problem was the guy was batting like twice every inning.
Yeah, no, he got a bunch of at-bats.
You have six at-bats. Like,
I don't know, he had six hits.
He had three through the first three innings he got up.
You know, most guys, I didn't even think about this. I actually saw when I was a kid, I saw a guy get five hits from a visiting team playing the San Francisco Giants. And I thought that was really cool. A lot of guys never get five hits. This guy had six hits last night. Kind of all the things that happened. Hey, Woody, as you told me last night, you and I were talking during the game. He got thrown out a pretty good amount there, just trying to stretch a double into a triple on the one he hit in the gap. That's not that far fetched. He almost went for the cycle last night.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, he
did
tell,
everything.
So again, like, he batted three times for the first three innings, and he was absolutely mashing the ball. I don't know who these guys were that the Marlins rolled out at pitcher last night. I have to assume they're minor league.
Some of them are the good arms they have, and the one kid's wild as hell. He was throwing it everywhere. They finally had to take him out of the game.
Yeah, the guy who couldn't throw a strike. Yeah. I mean,
I just hit my knee on this damn these things for really small people.
If you haven't seen the 51st home run, the Marlins rolled a position player out there. And the guy threw a 68-mile-an-hour
floater. Is
that
what it was, 68?
Yeah, I mean, like a high school kid would have knocked that into the seats.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, again, I don't know what the Marlins are doing. And I don't care because it was awesome to see.
Yeah, you know what?
So, if they want to keep rolling out those guys, great, but.
Hey, they threw in the towel a long time ago. No, seriously. So you should have no problem with anything the Marlins did. This is staying with what they're doing. I was glad to see Conine out there in right field.
Yeah.
Got a great arm.
He hit a homer last night. Everyone was getting in the act.
But, I mean, you might as well bring all you guys that you got to find out, right? You got to find out. And by the way, I don't know how much it changes next year because you got to keep some of these guys and play them, and how much better will they get? I mean, you got to play them to give them some you know, at-bats and let them play a little bit. But
So I texted you as we were going into the park, and we're standing in line. There's only like one entrance over there that you don't get soaking wet at. So we're standing in line, and talking to, you know, one of the guys behind us, you know, flew in from L.A. The other two guys behind us, they flew 20 hours from Japan.
Yeah.
To be at that game.
I have no idea how big this thing must have been in Japan last night. They love their baseball, and they got their own professional baseball league. Can you imagine? Like, if he's the best player in our game, he's clearly the friggin' best player in their game. I mean, he used to play there.
And, I mean, what a treat for the people that were there. Well, obviously, wasn't particularly crowded, but, yeah, it was
That was pretty cool, man.
It was great, man. It was like watching the living room. We had about 10 rows in front of us.
Woody, I got to give you credit, man. You great. And that kid of yours, I'll tell you what, Leon, I won't be around to see it, but someday Leon's going to be telling his kids, man, my old man took me, and you know, Woody, my dad did that too. When my dad wasn't working, he's still alive, but I tell you, he took me to everything, man. And we, you know, we had to drive, Woody. It's a little closer, although traffic and this rain didn't make it any easier, but... Man, we traveled hours from outside of Sacramento to get to the Bay Area and go. And by the way, it would have been a shorter trip if we were Oakland fans, but we were. My dad's not a Raider and not an A's fan growing up, so he never went to a game for either one till we played the Raiders. But not a fan, man. We just traveled over that bridge, man. We went over the Bay Bridge to make sure we got to Candlestick Park. Anyway, got all kinds of other stuff. We'll talk more about that. But, yeah, somebody got wealthy last night, Woody. Somebody got wealthy.
Bastard in the opposite field. Son of a... had to be an opposite field.
What a great night, though, man. I got up this morning. First thing I did was I watched Aaron Rodgers, all the highlights, because I didn't watch the end of the game. I wanted to see him. By the way, he looked pretty good. A lot of short passes, a lot of yards after catch. And a defense that's kind of what the defense I thought would look like. And I think the Patriots are really bad.
I hate that my takeaway from that game is both of those teams seem so beatable. And I know we kind of stink right now, too, but those teams, they didn't do anything for me last
night,
man.
Aaron Rodgers did not throw any deep passes.
Yeah, he's just not doing it for me. I don't, you know,
yeah, but,
maybe
but,
he's easing into this thing. I don't know. I know they use Breece Hall pretty heavily over there.
But the Patriots, that defense – that's not a New England Patriots defense, man. They couldn't tackle underneath. How many missed tackles? That's got to be some kind of record for missed tackles one-on-one last night from the tight ends to the running backs to the receivers underneath catching quick slants or curls or and making a guy miss and getting – the yak was way up loud. There was a lot of yakking going on last night in that frigging game for sure. Hey, by the way, man, we do have a lot of stuff. We're going to be bouncing around. We got to get you caught up on high school football. Got some big games. A couple of them were supposed to be played last night. We'll have Larry Bluestein join us. We'll have some University of Miami stuff, NFL stuff. Mike Florio, of course, will join us at the end of the show. We got a lot of stuff from the Dolphins.
You got, what, a 6-7 hour flight coming up here in a little bit?
I got a long flight. So
I wonder if Omar ever made it on Frontier. I wonder if he made it in. We have any update on that?
I don't know, but... That was he apparently got through to him. What airline was that again?
Frontier.
He was killing Frontier, but they finally got back to him. They saw stuff on social
media.
Yeah,
they did. I hope they gave him a credit for a future flight.
You're a bad guy.
He's funny, though.
That was a shot.
He's tweeting out like he expects to be met at the curb by them, like, welcome to Frontier Airlines, sir. Can we take that bag for you?
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
Hey, man, you went on the budget, bro. You go on the budget, you get the budget.
Omar spent 25 extra bucks to get a front seat, so he thought he was first class or something.
Oh, you know what, though? He had a friend with him on. He's got a friend with him on this trip, so can't wait to meet the friend when I get in Seattle. Hey, we got to go to break here. When we come back, Mel Kiper yesterday said one of the dumbest things to me I have ever heard. I couldn't disagree more. For this constant knee-jerk reaction when something's not going well in the NFL. I'm serious. And I understand the talking heads have something to do. But this overreaction and everything that's taking place and then wanting to do something really stupid. And I give the guy the mock draft pioneer king that he is. But just ridiculous. We'll tell you all about that if you don't know. And you've been following Mel Kiper and... Listen, the old boy's been really good for a long, long time, but that is the dumbest take. We'll have that for you when we come back. First, though, want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man, early this morning. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, man, this weekend, you get a little time, you're starting to look around, not real happy, whatever your driving's breaking down a lot, or you just over it, want something new, not doing it for you, you've run it into the ground, whatever reason it is, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. Never looked better than it is right now in 2024. It's going to get a little better here in 2025 coming up too, but Suburbans to the Tahoes are big, comfortable, beautiful SUVs. They're everywhere, man. They're everywhere, and they got plenty of room. I was thinking about you Suburbans and Tahoe people that are driving up either to watch the Miami Hurricanes or watch Florida State play against those Golden Bears, bro. Hey, I want to let you know the midsize Traverse to the Trailblazer, the Equinox, the Blazer. We got something in the SUV family absolutely perfect for you. And then right over to Silverado Trucks. Strong, durable Silverado Trucks. I always tell everybody this about our number one selling Silverado Trucks. Silverado Trucks, it's like they've custom made one perfect for your lifestyle. Whether you just need a full-time working truck, that's how you make a living. You beat them up pretty good. Silverado's prepared for it. To a truck that still get the family around, we make them all for you. New and used, they've never looked better than they do right now. And my neighbors both bought that new Corvette. What a great teaser. What a great teaser. They're absolutely beautiful. Hey, whatever you're looking for right now, from sexy to roomy to just need to work in it, boy, I'll tell you what, South Florida Chevy dealers have never looked better. Matter of fact, qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, one of our big boys, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and even the Colorado models. We got something for everybody in convenient locations all over South Florida. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
That should be outlawed.
Two high safeties, you don't like that. Yeah.
When you go to games, yeah. I've been there a ton of Raven games.
Yeah.
And I was years ago when this all started. And I'm sitting there and Lauren was with me. I said, what are these guys doing at? They're like 30
just
yards
out in the back.
I go, where are they? They're out in outer space somewhere. You know, how you gonna throw a ball down a field?
Yeah, so, you can't.
Again, I would say we say where you have to line up. I would put a rule in place that brings those safeties up closer to the line of scrimmage. I would outlaw that because that is ruining the game. The things we saw back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, we're not going to see now. The routes that we were working on then, you can't run because you got that going on. That should be outlawed.
It does. I will say this. It does take the fun out of the game. Like, it does. But at the same time, man, like, people are trying to win games, you know, and it's up to us, you know, to, like, try to figure it out. Like, that's why people love football, because of, like, how it's played and, like, all kind of things can be stopped and stuff like this. Like, that's the beauty in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's our job to, like, come inside of this building and figure out, you know, how do we get, you know, this not ran against us. So, and our coaches, they've been doing a great job all week, man. Like, putting the ball in Skyler's hand, like, trusting him this whole week, man. So, I'm really interested to see how this game plays out.
All right, so that's where we are. After 2 weeks, Mel Kiper comes out and says, get rid of two deep zone, two deep man-to-man underneath. It's two guys splitting the field in half, playing deep, and watching the quarterback's eyes and watching the releases and what everybody does. I cannot wait to see Dan Marino on this plane, who must have thrown against two deep, must have thrown half his friggin' touchdowns, if not more, for anybody stupid enough to go too deep with Clayton and Duper on the outside, Nat Moore and anybody else going down the middle of the field. It was so open. It was ridiculous. You could not be right, and it didn't matter if you did guess right, because the ball from his release to the time it hit you in the chest, you couldn't get there in time. Now, you may get a good hit on him after he catches it, but I think that was one of those. There was respect because it's Mel Kiper and what Mel Kiper's done. And look at Mel Kiper, I give him credit. And this is not, I give him credit. The old mock draft, man, the mock draft. There's nobody on radio should be ripping him too much, except when he decides he's going to start getting into coverages and gets away from his mock draft business.
That's a shot. I'm surprised you're so riled up about this. You know that this happens when something like over a couple weeks,
but if you're gonna
right.
sit there and we're gonna sit and we're gonna, and by the way,
the quarterback play's been bad, we've talked about it,
and I gotta
it.
Tell you another one,
didn't get any better last night.
Everybody needs to stop with the new technology of football, like everybody trying to be smarter than everybody with the new colors and words for what everything is now, and so we hear a coach say it and all of a sudden it spreads to the media and spreads to other guys, and Let's keep it simple, man. Peyton Manning. Let's not get carried away when you're trying to impress Bill Belichick with stuff. Like, let's be real careful and all that stuff. So anyway, yeah, the two deep, Tyreek was right on the money. So it has affected some teams. Now, if you have a slow team, two deep's a problem. But if you got some number ones on the outside, and I'm guessing they're not going to have too many problems with the 2D. Tua, the other thing is, Don Schrock telling Dan Marino, hey, man, first thing before you get into all your athletic talent, every throw you make, you got to look off where you're throwing. You cannot stare a guy down. It doesn't matter how good an arm you have or how quick a release, you can't stare a guy down in the pocket. You just can't do it. Tua has turned out to be one of the best I've ever seen at looking it off and coming back and letting it rip down the sideline, freezing safeties in the middle where they can't come over and help on Tyreek Hill, all those friggin' touchdowns down the sideline last year. A lot of those happened because Tua never looks at him. He didn't. It's like, hey, you know, Tyreek's on there. I see him, but I'm looking at that safety over there. How do I look? You should wave to him. And then he goes back and throws a beautiful pass down the sideline. Yeah, man, and I get it. So let me just tell you how this whole thing starts. And by the way, we're right in the middle of it too. Average 29 points a game, and through two games, we're averaging 15 points a game. We're one of the many teams under 20 points right now. Matter of fact, the average in the league through 2 weeks is 21 points per game, a little more than 21 points. I get it. It's not, you know. By the way, everybody's running the ball. The running numbers, I think, are better. But this is going to get fixed. There's no way Mike McDaniel is going to have, and the amount of money and talent he's got on the outside in this team, invested in this team and their talent, that we're not going to have more big plays coming up. There's no way. No way. And if it continues, now last week, you know, I'm hearing Mel Kiper, and I'm thinking, yeah, Mel might be talking about the Dolphins because we didn't do anything with those two. We might as well give those two guys a night off because everything they caught was short. Their yards per catch, everything was bad between Waddle's catches and Tyreek's catches. And, hey, Tyreek goes, hey, man, we're trying to figure it out and make the next step on what everybody's doing because you know what? Seattle's going to do a lot of what we just saw Buffalo do. Everybody's going to copy everybody a little bit like, hey, we never thought of this. This looks good. And by the way, Seattle has a much better secondary than Buffalo does. I mean, they've got two Pro Bowl corners, Pro Bowl safety. They got some really good players, really, really good players. I'm not saying they're a great team because I don't think they are a great team, even though they're 2-0. But anyway, I'm done with that. I ran down the middle of two deep. And the joke was that Clayton and Duper got clean releases on the outside, and I was 10 yards behind them in a foot race. We'd slow down the projector, and those guys would have the safeties like just absolutely off the middle of the field and clamped over because those guys, you know, had guys running with them underneath and over the top, a guy helping because it was a mismatch, and the middle of the field was just wide open. You didn't have to run a sprint, gave a little move, get a little separation, and the ball was going to hit you right in the head. So, just wanted to get that. I do feel better. Now, we got a lot of Shohei Ohtani stuff coming in here early this morning. Don't try to crap on what happened last night. I'm trying to be nice about this, about what the guy did. 3 home runs, 2 stolen bases, 6 hits, 10 RBI on the night. One of the greatest offensive nights we'll ever see, and doing it with the record, right? Needed 2 home runs to get to 50. He got to 3. I understand the whole situation of what they have on their team. If you have a problem that there are too many minor leaguers that got called up on their team, you haven't been watching baseball because, first of all, this is what baseball does when you have a bad team. They start bringing up their top prospects from the minor league system, and they let him play. Why not? We're already headed towards 100 losses, if not more. So they're going to play him. I got no problem with what Skip did last night for the Marlins. None at all. You still got to hit him. Third one, I don't know what the guy, what do we know about the third guy, Woody, last night? We got information on the guy that threw up 51st that went 900 feet.
Mike Bauman does not look like he has a whole lot of experience, Joe.
We don't know. Is it Bauman or Bowman or?
I don't know. He's played 132 games. Looks like.
Okay, so he's had
started
some.
Four times. He's pitched 165 innings in his career.
All right.
And he's given up 164 hits.
All right.
90 earned runs.
So,
what are you gonna do, man?
Tainted.
Like, you can't just. What are you?
Please don't sin.
Like,
please don't sin. I understand you might be somebody out there. Well, you don't know baseball, Joe, and I know baseball. Whatever you're
the last guy threw him batting practice, though, but that was did they run out of pitchers? Were you watching the broadcast? Like, did they run out of pitchers?
Woody, can I just tell you how this works?
Like, what happened there?
Woody, I'm gonna say this to you too. When games get lopsided, like 12-0, 14-1, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of times we see guys that are everyday players come in and finish the game. And sometimes they're throwing lob pitches, some throw curves, some throw it, and a lot of them end up being batting practice. A lot of these guys, but that's what everybody does. Silly.
Hey, man, I'll tell you, like, we got a bunch of texts on this. I don't give a flying F. Like, I got to see it. I don't care. Like, that was awesome. I don't care if the pitcher was a perennial all-star or
a minor league guy. I was so entertained, I started to turn it off.
Yeah, it was good entertainment.
By the way, he hit one off the bottom of the fence. He damn near had four home runs last night.
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say those Dodger tickets, I think they have Colorado and L.A. today. Like, I'm guessing those tickets are pricey up
Woody,
in L.A.
But Woody, like, can I just tell you something? I mean, Woody, I'm gonna educate you today. They sell out almost every game anyway, in case you don't see their attendance.
Oh, no, I know, because okay. I spoke to a bunch of people at the game. Everyone's very nice that had flown down.
Yeah, no. So the Dodgers usually lead the league in attendance.
You know what I got a lot of last night? I got a lot of, it was cheaper to fly down and go to your game than it was to go to ours.
Could have. I'm not surprised.
Guy was like, I got great seats for $10.
Yeah, no, look at that. No, I agree.
Guy goes, you know what these would cost in L.A.?
I thought there'd be way over 20,000 last night just because. And by the way, I thought a lot of them are there not only to see this guy who's the greatest player in baseball by far. By the way, by far, don't give me the Judge and the Yankees. By far, that show and all the things. What is he? First of all, what is he? 6'3", 6'4"? He's a tall guy.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, though. I think I asked you this morning. What does that say about baseball in our town that was the crowd? I mean, Joe, they could have kept the second level closed. The club, like, it was a thin crowd.
You want to go through the lineup of top prospects or guys they want to get a good look at in the the September call-ups, late August call-ups of what, by the way, this is what goes on. And we're not going to go out and ever spend money like the Dodgers do and a lot of teams do. He's never going to do that. He doesn't have the money to do it. He's not going to do it. It's not going to happen. So if you're a baseball fan, you hope you hit on some of those prospects that played last night. You hope they can become really good players. And then here we go. This is all tied in. It just hit you in the face last night because the best player in baseball put on a friggin' best in the baseball show like we've never seen.
You say that was the greatest game ever. Greatest offensive game ever.
It probably was. Like I said.
He was mashing the ball in the first three. Almost got the first one, hit the fence.
I saw a five-hit game when I was a kid, and I thought that was the coolest thing to get five hits in at Candlestick Park. When I was a little kid. But I got to tell you, that show last night, six hits, two stolen bases. I mean, that's what he's about. He can run.
That was not a real baseball team that Ohtani hit his homers against, Joe. Like a real baseball team, just weren't a pro baseball team.
You can, but
hey, by the way,
but if you got a problem,
he would have done it anyway in L.A. So, like, what's the difference? At least we got it down here in a half-empty ballpark.
If you got a problem, it shouldn't be with him. He didn't tell them who to put out there. Problem shouldn't be with the Dodgers. You don't like it, and it hits you in the face, and you got a problem with it, call your local Marlin representative.
You got to
admit. It ain't going to change.
It's a little funny. You got to admit.
I loved it.
I think it's great. I mean, it's whatever. Like, to be honest.
Marlins have not kept me around on TV
So we sat
longer than they did last night.
We sat down at that game, and you know what I do first? I open up the Hard Rock app, and I saw that Ohtani was plus 300 to hit a home run.
You were
run.
Just glad he was playing. I had you all scared to death.
Well, they put the lineup up out of like it early. They put it like it was like 2 o'clock. I saw the lineup come out. He was bat lead off at DH, and plus 300 to hit a home run. I go, I don't know what minor leaguers the Marlins are rolling out there tonight, but he's gonna have a good shot at one.
Hey, man. So I don't know. You can call it tainted. You can say, you know, whatever you want. And I'm sorry it wasn't two of the best. I'm sorry it wasn't the Phillies and the Dodgers playing in a 3-game series last night, and he did it, and it would have meant more. And but look at man, those are professional baseball players, and they're big leaguers. They're playing on a team.
You know who are really big leaguers, Joe? The Marlins marketing staff. Can I give you? They just shared some information with me. They got the final series coming up this weekend. Can I hit you with what they got going on?
Yeah.
All right. So Friday tonight we got post game fireworks, and Scary Terry is going to throw out the first pitch. Terry Rozier.
Really?
Throwing out the first pitch. Yeah, man, from the Heat. So that's cool.
Man, I hope he played baseball at some point. I hope he didn't get out there and look awkward throwing it where people going. You know, you get ripped if you. It's cool to get invited to do it, but I hope you can throw a little bit.
Yeah, but that's a good first pitch. They had some guy from like Delta Airlines did it last night. I booed him. Saturday they have a Carnival de Baseball, a celebration of all the heritage nights that they've had over the season. So that is Saturday and then Sunday.
Give me the final. Yeah, give me
so
the final.
This is
home
cool,
game.
Man. So you got a magnet schedule for 2025. You know the schedule's out for next season. For all the teams.
Okay.
We already got our Fenway Park trip planned. Everything's planned for next year. And this is cool, man. All the fans get to run the bases. All fans, even the Joe Roses of the world, can run the bases. All not right. Just the kids.
All right.
By the way, the kids get a big kick out of that.
Yeah, no, they do. I'm sure.
And I want to tell you this, too. The kids don't know that the team is bad.
Okay.
My son didn't know.
I know that.
He's oblivious.
If you've been around a baseball market, though, you know. If you're older and you've been through it and you've seen the good and the bad, you know when your teams are really bad and you know when they're really good and you know why. All right now I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning. Oh my gosh. Did I mention plumbing too? Well, I did that on purpose, part singing and part telling you the story about Around the Clock Air Conditioning and plumbing. I give you a few numbers because people ask me about them. I said, Joe, you've been with these guys a long time. I was Big Daddy Lenny's son, man. It was he adopted me at some point. I think we're in a limousine one night having dinner, and he adopted. He said, you're with me, kid. And, boy, we had some good times. But I will tell you, being around him and Eric, it's about great service, man. It really is. It's 135 trucks on the road every day. It's 35 years into business, and it's working 7 days a week. If you work for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing, whether you're a trained and certified technician on the air conditioning side or you're a licensed, experienced plumber, you're going to have to work some weekends. That's the way they roll. I want to let you know they got a warehouse. Part of being great, having great service is when you have water heaters and all different size water heaters and air conditioning units for same-day delivery. That's always the goal. It's hot and muggy and rains a lot and beats a you-know-what out of your air conditioning system. So it's nice to know that you have somebody that's got them ready to go right now. We got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters. We got full-time staff of air conditioning and water heater folks that do nothing but deliver and install air conditioning units and water heaters. The best people in the business, financing plans. Hey, the goal every day is same-day installation. With the really, really good people that have been trained and know what they're doing, still family-owned, Eric, Mike, Chippy, the rest of them over there, want to let you know that it's always about great service, the best people who will work 7 days a week. That's old school, but that's the way they roll at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922 for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Looks like here, so Joe can get his tennis in. Oh, no, you're flying there.
No, but there may be a shot. I have my stuff. I'm waiting on a last-second game to see if it's going to happen. And then, of course, I got to get lucky with the weather.
A lot of people asking on the text this morning if you're prepared for the flight, if you downloaded anything to watch.
Oh, man. I'm
please
not
do,
get
bro, because no, I don't think Bo wants you to talk his ear off for 6 hours.
No, Jimmy and Bo, I drive them nuts.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to want that.
So in recent days, the people that have complained most about that I talk too much, it's really weird, is Jimmy Cephalo, Kim Bocamper, and my wife. She literally, I think she's got a boyfriend. She's gone all the time. She comes home. She must get out and like spend time with this other guy that's really quiet and then comes home and goes, okay, go ahead. Have you had coffee?
I mean, as long as you don't know about it, though, right?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I told
I'm the same way.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, do what you want. As long as I don't know about it, we're good. Right?
Yeah.
We're in the same club with that.
I don't want to get carried away. If you've ever been separated and lived in the same house, I don't know. That didn't work. That didn't work real well. I did that one time. That didn't
really. You didn't even move out. Wow.
that got a little freaky. I'm not getting into anything, though, but that was a little crazy.
Let's keep it clean on a football Friday.
Yeah, let's keep it clean. You don't want to mess up a football Friday, man. No, with the games and with everything else. Hey, it is Skylar Thompson time, man. The Skylar Thompson Show. I was glad to see the troops rallying around him. Mike says nice things about everybody, so not surprised by that. But, hey, man, this is what you wait for. You got a chance. And by the way, it's not you got to worry about next week, no matter how you play, who's going to be the core. You're it, man. You're it. Yeah, we got a guy that started some games now behind you, Huntley, but you're the one who knows the offense. You've been in this thing, same offense. And this is a great opportunity. Like, if you're going to get more starts and the team build up some confidence in you, you got to play well. I mean, this is a big, big game for Skylar Thompson. And by the way, for the coaching staff to give him, you know, the right plays and the chance, which I think they will. They know Skylar. It's not like we just got him. This is third year here. And listen, if I'm Skylar and I run out on that field and I got 17 on one side I'm looking at and 10 on the other and I'm looking at some of the other people, I'm looking at that track meet running back group and I'm looking at Smith, I'm going, hey, you know what? I got a few guys that have caught a few footballs and had some big plays in this league. And you just got to remind yourself, you know what? As good as that Seattle secondary is, they know one false step, one missed jam, anything, and they got some guys, they're going to take it to the house. It's no longer going to be a 20-yard gain. It's going to be a big, big play.
So apparently people like the Dolphins because the spread has gone down to 4.5. It's been pounded down by a couple of points here. I got to say this. Here's my big take this morning here, Joe. 2-1 is a whole heck of a lot different than 1-2.
Yeah. Look at the Jets.
That is
look at the Jets right now.
Big, big, big difference.
Look at the Jets.
You're talking about having a battle to, you know, back to get to 500 after that. And
I agree.
Man, oh, man. And you know what? This team needs a win. After that last game and after having a rough week with all the Tua stuff.
Yeah.
Winning cures all, doesn't it?
Yes.
No matter what it looks like, winning cures all.
I just think.
No style points in this one, man.
A road win. Whether it's
huge.
A last-second field goal
in a tough
or a
place to
drive,
play against a good team, a 2-0 team,
somehow get a win, and you come home, and I got to tell you, the beer's going to taste colder and better. The hot dog's going to be better. Everything going to the next home game against Tennessee, which, by the way, is that Monday night game? What did you tell me? Tennessee's Monday night game?
Yeah, yeah. You got to get your calendar set.
That Monday night game is going to be.
Well, Tennessee stinks.
You know, Trev just asked me what time we're leaving. I had to look it up. I wasn't sure yet.
Please do me a favor. Don't miss the flight because you're playing tennis.
No.
Do you know what time? I mean, you're good. Do you know what time you're leaving?
I know it's leaving in the afternoon sometime. I'm good.
Afternoon sometime. Okay.
Good. It'll be raining by then anyway. Don't worry.
You're going to have to end up like Omar taking Frontier. You're going to be standing at the curb waiting for someone to take your bag.
Well, you won't have to worry about me getting on social media because I don't know how to do it and like trying to rip the company.
Omar paid $30 for his flight. Excuse me. Someone going to take my luggage? What a clown. What a clown. I hope he made it, by the way.
I hope that representative from the company said, you realize the reason you picked this because we're the cheapest flight to Seattle. You realize that? What did you think you were going to get? Somebody waiting for you because you work for the Herald?
Omar, by the way, put out a list of airline rankings. I don't know if he made this.
Come on. You can't do that.
It is Frontier at number 10. It has, so it has Delta It says, I can officially.
He's such a clown.
So Omar tweets out, I can officially confirm the accuracy of this list.
You know what? Come on.
By the way, here's the
list.
What an
ass clown move this is.
Delta, Alaska.
Such an ass clown move by Omar.
United, American, Southwest, JetBlue, Hawaiian, Allegiant, Spirit, and there's Frontier at the last.
Okay. Hey, let's work off Omar's list.
I don't know if he came up with that list or whatever, but he's not giving up on this. He's going to fight to the death to get that $50 flight voucher.
He ought to focus on his friend a little bit before this game. That's what he should do.
He had 170 comments on this on his thing to Frontier.
Come on.
People are laughing at him for taking that airline. That's why the tickets are so cheap.
Right.
What do you think when you book an airline that's one-third the price?
Right. What are you thinking? They're going to wait on you?
He called him a Mickey Mouse airline. Some guy goes, put some respect on Mickey Mouse's name.
Hey, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up here.
What
yeah.
a clown show, bro.
He ranked him. Oh, I'm going to go by Omar's good or bad experiences.
You know what's funny, though? Like,
I've had a bad experience and a great experience on every one of them.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Like, I flew American to Charlotte, right? Remember the Charlotte Media Day thing? And it was a nightmare getting out of Miami. I was supposed to get in like 5 in the evening. I got in like 3 in the morning. It was a disaster.
I think
on a direct flight. So
if you catch the wrong day with bad weather or whatever, pilot doesn't show up, whatever, you've heard it all, it could be your favorite airline. It's going to be a bad experience because it's going to be delayed or canceled. And I've had a bunch of them recently. I got to tell you, getting to Sacramento, spent in the last 5 or 6 months out there, not easy. Not exactly, hey. And I tried them all. I tried the United. I tried American. And they all had their moments.
I got to tell you, I'm flying to Tampa today. I'm taking an airline that may or may not even be real.
What?
Something called Silver Airways. Apparently they take short trips. I don't know.
Hey, man.
I'm going to show up to the airport. Does this exist?
We got to go to break. I do know one thing.
There to take my luggage.
The airline I'm taking today is the only way to fly. Matter of fact, the only way to get out of your airplane and get to your hotel is the only way to go. Boy, do I miss it when I take a vacation. You get a little bit spoiled. All right, right now, I'll tell you what else will spoil you. Chev, Loctite, CEO, saying, hey, Joe, still hurricane season. And there's only one thing you can really do. You can't control hurricane season. You can't control when we get hit with the big boy, and hopefully we don't, or a bad tropical storm that's got wind and rain. All you can do is protect your home. And if you're trying to wait another year and going, well, I'm going to wait another year on the impact windows and doors and the roof. It's a little leaky, but I think we can get by one more year and see. Hey, listen, Chev always says, Joe, we got financing plans to really help people out. So there's really no excuse. Great people, best products. Everything's great when you deal with Loctite. 100% financing, zero down on impact windows, doors, and roofing. Impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows as low as $3 per month per window install. So they put together some programs to really help you if it's about money you don't have right now or you don't just got other things to take care of, but you want to protect your home, Loctite is the way to go. They're in West Broward, cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Don't wait for the next storm. Jump on it. Loctite takes care of all the permits, HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. I just tell you, they are their first class. I'd have everybody go down and go on the tour if you wanted to see just how good and big they are. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. Let Loctite take care of you today.